It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to more garbage.
Yo. Podcast, Friday Night Compost. I'm here. That lame dude. With my co-host DJ Jojo, higher than most. You know what I mean?
Not from France, but he eats French toast.
That's literate. That's illiterate.
That's literal.
That's a literal alliteration. And my man El Trico, aka Trackologist, T dot R dot
R
A
A dot
C dot
dot.
Right? You can say what you want, but get the dots right.
Hey. Can say what you want, but get the dots right.
Hey. See, and I can do that thing. And of course, Fubzilla, my
AKA Fubs
from the Q.
What up, y'all?
Straight from the Q U E E N S NYC. And tonight, my friends, we're in the house to do some easy listening. No, actually, we're here to listen
to Marlon Craft.
All right, with
New York's own.
It's not a studio album.
It's a mixtape.
Like, he has a couple of studio albums already.
Right.
But this is a new mixtape called Home Court Advantage. And we're going to do a live listen reaction video. So,
and they did a little background.
And I'll let Fubs throw a few words in, but basically I just want to say, you know, if you're going to join us for the listen, hit the like button and subscribe to our YouTube channel and all that good stuff. And just keep in mind that we're trying to keep the stream to under an hour for YouTube to be our friend and try to bless us in the feed. So there might be a couple of songs. We don't listen to every note or every rhyme. And no disrespect, but...
No disrespect, son. We ain't gonna be able to play all your
shit. Some honest opinions, feedback, and reactions. All right, and what you got, folks?
Are we on YouTube?
We're on everything.
Yes, we are.
Marlon Craft is a New York native from Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
He grew up in Manhattan Plaza. He played ball out in South Bronx. So he's ACU. He's like a baller.
Oh, sure.
This cover, this mixtape cover, is like a ode paying homage to the Slam cover with AI on it. My dude Matt Salacuse actually shot the Marlon Craft cover, and so it's like there's a lot of layers of love in this thing. So he's definitely bringing it back for New York. I'll say that overall, like his voice has been very it's good to hear something like that come from New York.
Yeah, I'll say that peeping a lot of his earlier stuff. The man's on the mission lyrically.
And, yeah.
I just never really listened to anything in full, for my own personal, but everything I heard was like, all right, this dude's out here spitting. So now that I got a chance to listen to this a bit, we'll move along.
Well, there it is.
Hopefully we
don't get shut down.
We'll definitely get shut down somewhere, but. Once again, we're not doing this for anyone to pirate.
We don't own the rights.
Copyrights. Yeah, we're just here to check this out and give
us. But we do own the show.
Remember, this man's dad's a jazz drummer.
Spicy down, like me, a white kitchen. Don't compare me to these bitches. We are quite different. All they see is green. They got night vision. I see the value that the money's supposed to represent. This fire burning in my belly, so I let it vent. Telling me I'm heaven sent, I left that all red. Just let the song cry, don't do what the song says. Rap game, Larry David, they looking very Newman. They signed, failed, and quit music, what is Jerry doing? If y'all dropping bombs, then I'm Harry Truman. But mine knows a truth in. Before you get all sensitive about that line and act like you care about humans, we listen to your imperialist raps and cut the cap, you foolish. Oh my. Something classic on their necks, don't get bow tied. My suggestion box is played and old. It's full of thoughts of folks with vacant souls trying G check.
Hold on. Yo, who did that beat?
Oh, I have the list. Hold up. I'll get it. Give me 1 second.
All right, let's get production credits where it's due.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay. I'm you know what? For most people that might talk, yeah, this sounds like old head shit, blah, blah, blah. Fuck off, right? These are damn good beats, right? That beat just came out. It came out the gate. Okay? Right? We talk about reactions here, right? Mm-hmm. That beat just grabbed me by the earphones, man.
Hack Mav. Hack Mav is the producer on that. H-A-Q-M-A-V.
Which, by the way, he is not credited on Spotify. So, Marlon Crabb.
I'll put the Genius site.
You let them know.
On
Spotify, do better. Spotify, do better.
Yeah. I'll put the Genius up right here. Marlon Crabb
putting it out. So, but they work different on Spotify. So. They don't have separate production on records.
Dudes look the part, thinking they can play the role that can get your head cracked. So I just be myself and let the rest act. And I'm from New York, so I live my truth and they say it's dead facts. God bless the rest, the best back. Yeah. Oh Lord, you can pick the mark, bitch, I still got home court. Peek inside the real motherfucker brochure. See what you could be. That one. Oh Lord. You could pick the park, bitch. I still got home court. Peek inside the real motherfucker brochure. See what you could be. Fuck out of here.
You're stuck in soon. Don't have a idiot piece of shit.
Yeah, yo. So the thing that I like mostly about that first joint is the man showing a little bit of age above him. With the whole idea of going independent and stop trying to sell me about these MCs who act like they doing real shit and they ain't really, you know what I mean?
It's all hollow. It's got an old soul kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You got to keep in mind, his pops is a jazz drummer. Right. Like, so he comes from this, like,
he's pretty
creative family, right. You know? So, yeah, he's super grounded, but it's New York. You know what I mean?
Love it. Just the thought that he would want to do something like that is amazing. You know,
definitely.
I agree.
Removing the mask and shit.
That's a great first track. It's like we living in a loop.
The cops find black people to kill and shoot.
Get it, sir.
Media just pick which one to give to you.
Hey, play that line again. Play that line again.
The cops, this one feels like we live in a loop. Find black people to kill and shoot.
Yep. Fire. Cops find black. As real as it gets.
It gives you writing credit, Joe. So stop bombing black babies at the bottom.
All right.
A word.
Production credit from this one? No.
This shit is crazy.
All right.
I got you. It's on. The production. Arbus Beats made that.
Hey, we got to make sure that we shouting out these producers, man.
Yep. Arbus Beats made that. I put the Genius link up in the Facebook feed and it has all that info. All
right.
Feels like we living in a loop. The cops find black people to kill and shoot. The media just pick which one to give to you. You can't stomach it for a week and then you poop. Poof. I'm tired of these cycles. I ain't much better myself. I can't depend on my health. We all got guts, but mine been through it. So I hold no punches. This here chin music. A lot of folks could get ruined. I grow my influence. And that's exactly what the kid doing. The shift growing. Used to need 6 brews to get moving. Now I do some yoga, pleasure my woman, and get to it. The audacity of adulthood. They gon' want you stuck where you at. And son, don't do it. The grass is extra greener before they convinced you destroy the land. If the room is toxic, those fans gon' spread the poison, fam. You smell that? Smell like foil plans. Whatever they have for me, laugh at me, please. Cause the hero always die in a tragedy. See, I'd rather be free. Your comments is comedy, you can't shackle with these. What you think the intro, that's the reprise. I laughed them with these. Everything they think they are, I actually be. You uncomfortable? Pass it to me. I'm unapologetic, unabashed, a G. Yeah.
So basically showing the flow on this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
All about the flow.
Yeah,
right.
But the content is amazing.
Amazing, absolutely.
Content
amazing.
Is about being stuck in loops in more ways than one.
Yep.
And his way to avoid the loops, and that's really Yo, honestly, anything thought-provoking puts you in the tier as a lyricist. So
he said, the grass actually greener before they convince you to destroy the land.
Yeah.
That shit is genius.
Like destroy the land. If the room is toxic, they gonna want you stuck where you at. And son, don't do it. The grass is actually greener before they convince you to destroy the land. If the room is toxic, those fans gonna spread the poison, fam. You smell that? Smell like a full of plants, whatever they have for me, laugh at me, please. Cause the hero will always die in a tragedy. See, I'd rather be free. Your comments is comedy, you can't shackle with these.
Yeah, dog, he's going.
I think he's going 2 for 2 right now.
I mean, he's pretty solid.
The bat is good. I'm gonna say that. There ain't no pine on the bat.
He's super sharp right now. Like, dumb. I just released an album like a few months ago.
That's some classic shit right there.
Yeah, once again, showing the old soul vibe.
And that's like, they have the credit there. Red Evil is the is that so? Is this
Red Veil?
Red Veil, yeah, Red Evil.
Red Veil.
Reveal. Thank you. There it is. Yay.
Show my shot. Would you say Red Veil?
I said Red Evil. He said. It's you said Red Veil, and then
name, a real name.
He put it together, and it's Redville or Revel.
Yeah, here hurting ourselves over this right here.
Just getting old. You know, I think.
Listen, I'm Fubs. I get it. He would be like, "What's your name?"
Red Veil, but it is one word. But I'm not.
So maybe it's Revel, like Redvil, like Revel.
Not like I'm Kraftovich. Ain't gonna do nothing with the rock, but I'm past the shit. My chicken down piece like 10 pacifists. I'm on the pier with a beer, bumping classic hits. They dress the nines just to wine, they just having fits. Rather not make the hall than be there with an asterisk. This the story where the greedy lose to the passionate. Never applaud the street shit, but new people who will clap your shit. So fuck whoever that I might offend. You just catalyze my rise like a flight attendant. It's in my blood to deal with pressure. I got hypertension. Precise intentions, spite incentives, leave them quite defensive. Yeah, fuck a billionaire, I really care. They don't know your market value when you really rare. Bells work, I can show you how up in Hell's Church. All of that crypto can't buy you self-worth. Sway told me have some fun with it. Some higher power gave me heart, so I'ma run with it. Under it, hard to stomach shit. Fuck it, bitch, I'ma carry on. Heavy this luggage get, but I'm.
Also, right. This is a good example of how you can have singing on a song, but not actually singing the hook.
Yeah, the second verse is Red Veil. Who's
done that? Who's done that a million times? Listen to any ghost album.
Gratitude for their platitudes. I just woke up to the sun. Good afternoon. I've been middle pace now. Working on my shoulders. I've been trying to find the pace. I've been getting older. They've been getting over. Tell me when that's not the case.
I spoke too soon. They got like a 50 style hook going right now.
But I got a little pace now. Said I got a little pace now.
Midwest swing.
I ain't in a race, that's a waste. Try and castrate my faith, castrate. We good. Then I keep it up with me. Buck 50 slicing through the tape.
This is Red Veil. Know that they can't really fuck. That's not Red Veil on the outside. This is Red Veil. So this is Red Veil made the beat and he's rapping in the second verse.
I've been crushing grapes. Every word gonna turn to fake. I've been learning to discern a friend from a face. And niggas ain't gonna pull you up unless you're drowning in LA. But every soul that stay with me, I keep a crown over their face. Heavy value like a bounty. Call this nigga out the county. Know it around me, keeping pace. First place, never drowsy behind the brace. Never lousy behind this laptop. I hit their brain like I'm crack rock. When the fame in these lanes, I ain't in the games of the back top. And the pain is my match. I don't care for niggas that fast talk. I dissected like, what is you saying? You niggas have
all right, people are gonna behind
it. Can we just talk about, I'm excited, a generation that's rapping. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, me too. Like, right? And you know what? I mean, like I said, right now, it's still, to me, this is more of something that's going to appeal to the quote unquote old heads, right? Like the style of it, right? Who knows?
Wait. You're missing something. He's representing a generation that is us, but 20 years younger. So they're wearing baggy pants. They're about fucking being kind of half tough. Like the skaters have big fucking jeans on now and like the same shoes, and the rappers are spitting.
Something like, I'm from that generation that don't give a fuck and don't look it up or something.
Right, right.
But you know what? Joey Badass was doing that like years before years ago, them, right? But like, you know what I mean? Like,
nah, but it was different because he was still kind of,
yeah.
This is like straight old school spit.
Yeah, but you know what? I think this is that group of like, you know, young heads that like, you know, they're going through like my record collection or like, you know what I mean?
But
or
this is a different generation. This is a whole new generation. Like we're so old, like that, like,
and hats off to them.
And we've been in youth culture long enough that we kind of like, we've amalgamated into this thing. Like everybody's younger than us. Right. And so like, yes, Joey Badass as a whole,
that would be one of those types that would have inspired something like this, you know?
Oh, I mean, I think that all this is fully like 100% inspired. Like, but what I'm seeing is that we're in a generation now. Okay, so this generation it's like everything's already set, right? So you can pick from anything. Like everything's been done. And so they're just making music, like at this point. They're not even like, oh, we do this, we do that. That's what he's saying. We don't look it up. Like, we just do our shit.
Let's move on. Okay, starts off pretty interesting.
They wanna know my mic game, it's 98, game 6. Wealthy soul, they wanna know how I'm happy, but they ain't rich. Tried to test me, lied as a youngin' and I ain't bitch. Realized this whole game an illusion, ain't been
the same
since.
I gotta look that up.
Ain't many worse enemies than impatience. Vain princes sit upon thrones made of vagueness. Me, my effect directed in young sway. My effect director is Scorsese. They pose on to be themselves, yeah, they Jorge. New York kid, they watch me from Oyes to Oyes. Cats get a little bit and just do what the coins say. I'm invested in myself, win or lose, that boy play. Try to be humble, I feel like an antithesis. Something like a West Hollywood rest. I bottled the stress, then learned to let it pour on the page, on the stage. Never knew how I'm pouring my stains. Probably have to sell a million records for I'm embraced by the cool table in my head. Time it be born and fake. Do you know what it's like to have morals these days? It's hard to believe in karma and rewards even vain. But I suppose the
throne
is in itself the destination. I am the excavation. The soul of a restless nation composed of every one of your woes and hesitations. Saw the script and I burned it. The smoke rose from the basement. So whatever my lineage or rank that they fit me in, bury me a city kid, product of the shit we live. Tried to live to give. Think I might succeed it. Just don't let the ones with hollow critique and say I was a genius. Call them on their bullshit in the spirit of craft. Even wise men walk in circles when they clear in the path. And make those who felt the love outnumber fast. Those who had to get near to the breath and steer clear of the track.
Hey, pause it. Because we're not really allowed to play the whole song, so we should actually talk over some of it.
Pretty much the whole song.
Right, but that's why I was trying to stop you because of DMCA.
What did you think of the song? Joe is such a snitch. He like snitches on.
He's like, yo, we're breaking the law.
Yo,
breaking the law.
It was him.
We can also claim.
You're doing.
Yo, who did it in here? And he's like,
we can also claim fair use. You know what I mean? We're actually, you know, doing some music critique stuff.
Thanks for explaining that. Explain that to the people out there.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Like, you know what? My job is to work in radio, motherfucker. We're doing a review, right?
That's
right. This is music journalism. Fair use. Okay, and not only that, we're giving this thing so far. This thing is 5 stars as far as what I'm hearing.
As far as what I'm hearing, I'll pull out 3 cards to say I'm a music editor, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I'm liking what I'm hearing so far. And I had to look up that.
The last track was Arbus Beef, and this track is where are we at right now? Bluffin'.
Oh, shout out by the way to yet another rapper who has saluted Michael Jordan on that Game 6 in 1998, where Michael Jordan actually went up to the basket, switched hands on dudes, and actually they won that game 87 to what was it? They won the game 87-86. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they won. But like, you know, there's a number of people who have made that reference. Pete Rock has done it. Jay-Z.
There's a whole list of people. Drake, right? Matt, people.
Like, a lot of people have referred to that iconic Game 6 in the 1998 finals. Walk the throne right, thing. You know, 87-86 against the Utah Jazz. Was that not with the push-off too, right?
Let's not get too carried away because we're short on time. We
okay.
Move on to Bluffing.
Did you just show the production credits I saw, I think, briefly?
Yeah.
This all right, so there one. It is. So Plain Pat is actually one of those producers. Pat Reynolds is Plain Pat.
Now, why don't they put the producer credits on there?
They do.
It's so not
Plain
in
Pat,
there.
Like, Plain Pat's been around a long time. I ain't hearing y'all the decibel. Fuck if you offended, then my defense is impregnable. Way my soul be cooking, all my demons got be edible. Difference between me and them is all my threats are credible. I ain't lied on a word, they be crowning with nouns. I be counting the verbs, I've been pounding the ground just to quiet the sounds with the blindness preferred. I'm alright with advice, you be hiding in yours. How you living in pride when your life is a church? Well, feel your intro, it's an outro, my guy. You only a gangster when you have some Wi-Fi. I ain't never sweat a hoe, I ain't starting with you dudes. Mom's part of me, I'm rude, but they ain't fucking with me. Kind of reminds me of and not
one to one, but it has that cool Mac Miller style swagger.
All right, well, you know, not
feeling the chorus.
That chorus.
That's the pre-chorus.
So that I will probably listen to that song once.
Oh, yep. What a hater. So, you guys are haters.
I appreciate what's happening there, but I can't hang with
but that. That's the generational shit. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, if you love me, like, I'm sorry, wait, I gotta rephrase that. I don't appreciate what happened. And I gotta move on. But okay. the flow is good, and you know,
well, definitely that like happens. You know.
I think cutting that chorus short's a little premeditated, but that's all right. Let's keep it moving.
From a lyrical perspective, you know, the guy's thumbs up as far as from what I'm hearing so far.
And he's also a song maker, which is very rare.
It's definitely preemptive as far as my ears.
Nice and aggressive-bladed. Ain't you tired of waiting? It's been a long year, opinionated off fucker. Ain't a buzz, music up and wanna get down. I would've drowned in it back. I live in the room where you left your passion waiting. Now I got the sauce, they wanna jerk me like I'm half Jamaican. Now that I found God and myself, all the past is waiting. Now that I'm past.
Yeah, we weren't on that. We were on Bluffing. So.
They wanna jerk me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like the flow on Bluffing. I can't hang with that hook.
Yeah, can't rock with it. Keep it moving.
If you love me, you wouldn't do that. No more talking, you gotta prove that. All of that ego and insecurity
does not get you with the
beats. Leave the immaturity at the door with your shoes, Jack.
Arbus Beats did that.
Say again?
Arbus Beats produced that.
Arbus Beats, okay.
I put him up in the, like, he produced a bunch of tracks so far. But don't love him without my last name. They must think you don't need friendship when you have fame. Write a lot of sad songs, they all like congrats, man. Something don't add up, I'm reading what the stats say. Come all hear the tale of the young and aggravated, who gets overlooked by the undercalibrated.
He sounds like Mac Miller. Now. He has this, like, he has this
Home Court Advantage. Doesn't sound like Mac Miller.
Kind of.
I
have to fake it and unlock
the other half my greatness now. I mean, he's got the like soulful white boy swagger, like sing song shit.
Yeah, the sauce they want jerk me like I'm half Jamaican. Now that I found God in myself, all the past is waiting. Now that I'm passed away and they won't have a plate. When I was serving it up on the platter, they chatter was mad complacent. Make me one, I bring it home when I have the bacon. Connoisseurs across the world could smell what the master's baking. Outdoor dining shit. It's been a long year, opinionated off rip. Y'all wait to get raw, dear. Maybe what I said was right, just spoken to the wrong ears. Who across the table is important? And I ain't ready with the bullshit, no, no. I'm a cool motherfucker, ain't a bozo. I ain't really with the bullshit, no, no. I'm a cool motherfucker, ain't a bozo, though. That's me, I'm sorry, but that's what I hear with that song. And it's a great, it's really well produced. Really well produced. The guy has a great flow, good cadence, right?
Super good flow. I would have drowned in it back when I used to get round. Super flow, bro. Women and know they would be a letdown. I used to pull up to
events round town with in the back of my head the thought Let's I move hope somebody on. Recognize me. Now I fulfill myself and can't get around town without. Let's move on.
Bozos. You know, I'm definitely sensing like a kind of pattern of slow jams.
Well, you know so what? Far, the slow, yeah, wait, the slow jams, first, you and I both know. Slow jams give a real MC a pocket. Yeah. Like they give an MC a pocket to like rap.
This is one of those.
Yes.
So yeah, he had to come up out of that. I'm feeling like I'm Tom Thibodeau. Create the culture, they just dribble more. They hate the vultures till there is one, though. They giving flowers those different roses. Put the pain in the pot, let it stir, let it brew, let it meet, let them take from the language of you. They don't care about a walk in a pair of your shoes, or they want the despair, they don't care if it's true. I found a life all in the sentences. They drown in lights all with the sentencing. I write my down recite with instruments. They strike guys down and make them instruments of corporations making dividends. I earn for Spotify through DistroKid. They all commodified through prisons. It's quite a difference just the sentence gives. What system is you in? I gotta ask you, who you make the bread for? How they about to tax you? Who they gonna cancel? Who they lob a pass to? Claiming they blessed. Now somebody gotta add you. Yeah. Who are these haters of which you speak, dog? Somebody gotta add you. As far as I can see it, we just pick a narrative and that casual. But yeah. That was a good verse. Sense might change, ain't nothing like, but some punctuation. Couple shit. Rows of the dice that just come from waiting. We look around like, man, ain't no others changing. Not me, I like to cook when no oven's baking. That way I always smell what the fuck I'm making. They looking for an image just to run adjacent. Say you living in his image, then I guess he ain't shit. Put more goals on ice than the Gretzky bladed. Ain't you tired of waiting? I'm feeling like I'm Tom Thibodeau. Create the culture, they just dribble more. They hate the vultures till there is one, though. They giving flowers those different roses. Put the pain in the pot, let it stir, let it brew, let them eat, let them take from the language of you. They don't care about a walk in a pair of your shoes, or they want the despair, they don't care if it's true. Coach of the year, the team is me, the coast is clear to be what I dream to be. Emotions near, but all that mean to me is that emotion's near. I got a movement starting on a
approach. Yeah,
don't gotta prove to y'all, she got a new apartment. Got
what's up?
Show.
We don't care who in charge. If they don't want the dark, she can't have my heart. Then run these knees to the ground. Tom Tibbs.
I mean, that's a straight lyrical heater. Y'all is. That's all it is.
Season year round. Can I live? I live. An ironic freeness I found. I'm locked in. And I'm feeling like I'm Tom Thibodeau. Create the culture, they just dribble more. They hate the vultures till there is one, though. They giving flowers those different roses. Put the pain in the pot, let it stir, let it brew, let them eat, let them take from the language of you. Can you stop this? Walking a pair of your shoes, or they can you stop this? They don't care if it's true. Can you stop this? You feeling like Tibbs? Defense?
Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, but why? Because you got defense? I don't know, right? Like,
he was the coach of the year.
So yeah, but
wait. You listening to that whole song,
and you were like, want to know why he feels like Tom Thibodeau?
Wait,
yeah, I'm like, why? Because he's on defense, like, because he coaches defense, like, what? Like, I don't know, like, I
mean, I think you're having a trying to find the hole in the Matlock episode a little bit too much right now.
I'm not feeling that beat.
Y'all know Joe ain't no Knicks fan, right?
You know what? I don't know about that, Matlock.
Yeah, I know that, right?
I don't know about that law.
Yeah, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm also not a Kyrie fan, so trade this motherfucker. All right, keep
you
going.
You are just Kyrie.
Yo, Brooklyn is the best team that's going to fail.
Yep.
Static Selector. Yo, this is a dub. This is one of my favorite tracks. Static Selector killed this track. It's crazy. I listen. It's like got that what you want to hear, that boom bap drum.
I keep doing everything I told them I would, and they keep looking surprised. How many times before you get the rhythm? The type of greatness can't encapsulate a pen descriptions. I bring life out them today, know they had doing exorcisms for artistic exhibition. Protect the vision at all costs, horse granted tire shit. You're a planet liar, and I won't give them no shine to grow. Not a rabbit stick to sucking dick when it's their time to blow. Finish a verse, everyone look like they hate oxygen. New York ain't seen this much heart since Nate Robinson.
Yes!
That's my jam.
My man, Nate. Shout out to Nate Robinson.
The best.
Shout out to Nate Robinson. Dang, the best.
He had doing exorcisms for artistic exhibition.
Ain't the best. He like hits all the right hits.
You're a planet liar, and I won't give him no shine to grow.
You know, he's like pridefully New York. Dude is like just pridefully New York. You know, he's just like all the hits, all the people, like, you know, real New York shit, where you're like, of course, Nate Robinson. Like, that's what you're going to mention. You know.
Of course, man.
That was the best. Like,
ain't no Nick had heart since him.
It's true. Maybe D Rose. Artistic exhibition. Protect the vision at all costs. Horse granted tire shit. You're a planet liar, and I won't give them no shine to grow. Not a rabbit stick to sucking dick when it's their time to blow. Finish a verse, everyone look like they hate oxygen. New York ain't seen this much heart since Nate Robinson. I'm on the train, this whole car got no clue. They riding with a genius shit. I'm just grateful that I ain't clocking in. Walk different when you got something to lose. So fuck it, I leave the toughness to you. Shit, are y'all still fighting over hoes? That's a budget dispute. All the contention in my life is $1 million implications. 2 years, I'll be rich and do it all from syncopation. And if they ain't my sons, they at least an iteration of craft. And in the streets, I didn't bang shit, but hung enough to know that you look like a walking piece of litigation. I never gave a fuck about who was cool. I ain't signed.
The best line in there. I never gave a fuck about who was cool.
Still fighting over hoes, that's a budget dispute. All the contention in my life is $1 million implications. 2 years, I'll be rich and do it all from syncopation. And if they ain't my sons, they at least an iteration of craft. And in the streets, I didn't bang shit, but hung enough to know that you look like a walking piece of litigation. I never gave a fuck about who was cool. I ain't signed to the code, but I knew the rules. I knew ones that fame come before the money shit. Sold out shows, still might catch me in an Uber pool. I know you wish folks would consider your pain. If you have a voice, shit, you could consider your aim. White men, mass shootings, they blame video games. Black women shot in cribs, playing video games. So much shit in our face, and we like, fuck it, I guess this the way we live in today. Stuck in our ignorant ways, same sickness, and a few of the symptoms have changed. It's the type of thinking that lead to my living these days. But if I'm honest, I ain't really did shit to bring change. Martin Luther King ain't have bad libs, he had actions. And when they asked what craft did, want them to say he had classics. Guess it's hard to find pursuits that's selfless. Guess the goal's to be selfish in ways that can help shit. Instead, wow. We on the grand find ways to embellish. Sometimes ill-informed folks make me jealous. The more you know shit, the more you feel deadish.
Now, let me introduce you to the one.
Oh. Little KRS-One sample at the end. Okay.
I like that. I didn't really catch the what he was saying about MLK, but pretty much he didn't have bars. He had actions, and then kind of
like, yeah.
Guess the goal's to be selfish in ways that can help shit. Instead, we on the grand find ways to embellish. Sometimes ill-informed folks make me jealous. The more you know, shit, the more you feel deadish.
Okay.
Now, let me introduce you to the one.
Yeah, that's a good song. That especially for like a mixtape, that's a great
Static
song.
Selected shit. Yeah, it's like got that vibe, that like pure boom bap.
Yeah, like songs like that, when you're able to be focused on the lyrics, are great. You know, that's not like maybe like the club banger or whatever. Although are people even making club bangers right now?
Shit, is he gonna make one? Is he gonna make one song where he just repeats one word the whole time? I need that.
You need a drill song?
We all need that.
I let the vision expand. Words are lacy. They wish they could move with this love. Words of hatred.
He's definitely got like a whole boom bap vibe, especially to this mixtape. Except for that damn auto-tune hook. That thing was so out of place. What was that? Yeah, bluffing?
Yeah. Don't go back to it. No need. Go buy the album.
In advance, get hard. Most people return to basic. You're further from.
I was just pointing it out.
Peace the moment you start to chase it. My past filled with strife and woe. I wouldn't erase it for the right to blow. For hype and gold to be crooked adjacent. Before the fight can close in my book of pages. The rules I wrote in it are the ones they gonna play with. Your energy and non-starter. Words to Jamal Crawford. No disrespect to Jamal Crawford.
Words to Jamal
dudes
Crawford.
Try to hop around behind my back like I don't see it all.
Then he says no disrespect to Jamal Crawford.
To the Godfather. Pound for pound I'm like if AI played in China. Dude's the type to act rookie but can't escape the minors. Dude's the type to act pussy and never ate vagina. Mwah. I'm chef's kissing it. Still hate a hypocrite more than somebody who doesn't give a shit. Yeah. Searching we for just someone to track. Be consistent with. Everybody switching up. Take the script and rip it up. When it gets the scenes they wrote but don't like living in. Far from fearless, but I'm peerless. If the real is back, then motherfucker, I'm the rarest. I'm past the point where their ignorance is endearing. I look you in the eye while I take the flame to this here bridge. Fuck validation at the cost of toxicity. Every second, that's how often thoughts get to me. About to let them go, though finally got the drop mentally, so let me be. Yeah. I just wanna free my mind, yeah. I don't wanna think too hard. I just wanna live my life, yeah. But if you wanna play my card, yo, I could be stressed with the best of them.
I'm sorry, but I can't get the Mac Miller
I hear where you're like, I hear the correlation,
right? You know, and I'm not saying he sounds exactly like him. You could have that. You could have that. Would be interchangeable, you know. He's dead. Well,
I think what's interesting about both of them is they have this very like actual like soul to them that is like,
yeah,
it's a certain sound. Like the fact that they can bring out lyrics in like a kind of song, like that's a flow. That's a different. That's like a weird like to beat quote, bop vibe almost, right? You
to,
know,
to quote my man, Track.
Where is my Track? Dude, what the fuck happened?
Track, are you there?
I know. He has his camera off, so I guess he had to do something.
Okay. But to quote my man Track, dude is swinging on these beats like a chandelier. You know what I'm saying?
It's real. Like, really it's, like his flow is like, right. You're with yes. him. Like he's, it's like Walkman music. You know, like Walkman Look, music, like the perfect what? Timbre to move with.
Right. You know what? Look, check this out. There's certain times where things don't sound.
Let me know what you think about that shit. That shit was too tough, bro. I had to write to that shit if I went to sleep.
Oh, I thought somebody was talking to me. Yo, pause that shit. Yo, seriously? Honestly? There's certain times where a production and a rapper, right, where like this is the perfect melt for like an executive producer, for somebody that would be putting some shit together. Right. There are certain times where the rapper and the beat just click together like this. And that's exactly what's happening with this entire production. Right. Right. The right type of MC on the right type of beats. Right. Where everything comes together like this and nothing sounds forced. Right. I mean, you can hear things where people have done stuff. Right. Where. They're just trying to express a range of versatility when it comes to like, you know, being on a beat or something. I wish our resident rapper would be here to like, you know, convert us with us. But you know what I mean? Like there are certain things like, look, I make beats, right? And if I make beats, you're going to want the right MC on the type on a certain type of beat, right?
Well, this that's also all, like.
this all goes together like this, right?
This is well produced. You know, it's like, I think what we see mostly with MCs, so to speak, real lyricists, mm-hmm. is that they're not really musical always, and they're so good with their voice as an instrument that they can fill it all in. So they like to have these simple things, like some of the best MCs are the worst beat pickers of all time. Eminem, Nas, pick these like, oh, really, that beat? And like, but when they were produced before they were big enough to do whatever the fuck they wanted, people made these crazy albums with them. And so this is a guy that's like he comes from a musical family. Dad's a drummer, first and foremost, a whole different like background. And so then at that point, he's also letting people say, let me help you. Let me get these productions together. Like, you know, it's like you can feel there's really sharp people not changing him, but just like amping him into this better artist.
Right. And now what I hope for him is that, and maybe this is his style, maybe this is the way he's going to go about this for a couple of albums, who knows, right?
I like that, but kind of like Dave Brubeck sounding jazz beat we just listened to.
Yeah, for real.
No, I love it. Look, everything that I've heard so far.
The Spanish Collective beat was good.
Right,
that
this
first
is
beat was good.
This is but this is specific.
Well,
to
I
want to
say something.
Type.
So I think there's a lot of if that's okay. I think that there's a few really good beats going on. And there are a few that are just kind of like, yeah, that sounded good, but I don't know how memorable they are or how much I really want to be like Jones in Tahira again. Everything sounds sonically like compatible. You know, and that sounds like boring, but it's actually difficult to do, you know.
Right, or right. A good production
all over the place.
Right, and a good production is a good production, right? Like, I mean, we all agree on that part of it, right? It's niche specific though, right? Yes. It's niche specific, right? So 100%. like a cat that's listening to this in Texas, he might not be feeling it. A cat that
interesting is I've heard a lot of different people like Marlon Craft, and because he represents a vibe that's missing, right? And so like you're hearing from a lot of people like, you know, I haven't listened to rap in a long time, I'm really feeling this kid. And you're right, it might be older head stuff, but there's also a younger generation that's feeling it because they're done with all this other shit that was bigger 5-10 years ago.
People that want more like
content,
it's more underground sound, or they just don't want to be listening to like what's
mumble
the most
rap?
Popular or yeah, maybe the most
shit, I guess down with that shit.
Obviously this guy is into lyrics and he's actually rapping.
I like mumble rap too.
And he sounds good.
I'm with you though. Like I listened to it twice and there's not like, there's a handful of tracks that I'm like, I'll listen to that again, put it on a playlist and really get into it, but not the whole thing.
Like, there's a lot of good stuff happening, but is there, like, an awesome song that I'm like, whew, throw that on? There's just
honestly,
a lot of stuff that sounds good.
I honestly don't think this album was designed for that.
Nope.
It's a mixtape.
But it's part of the portfolio, part of a range, right? Mm-hmm. When you do an art piece, right? You're not stuck in that one world.
That's real,
right? Constantly,
so,
right?
So this is someone growing as an artist, right?
Right. It's a body. It's part of a body of work, right? Yeah. And as far as proving himself as an MC,
done.
Stamp done. Right.
But
that's
I
there.
Will say that many of my favorite artists, their first album was their best work.
But this isn't his first album. He's had a few
subjective. Albums.
That's subjective, right? Mm-hmm. We can all say, like, a lot of people from New York would say that about Nas, not that Nas's first album was his best album, but it wasn't his best. It wasn't his best in his body of work, right?
But let's also remember how we used to get music. One second. We used to also get music in mixtape form, right? And so you would listen, you get this song on this mixtape maybe, and you'd be like, what is that? Or on a radio, and you'd record it, and maybe get a record, and you put it on a mixtape, and you listen to it over and over, so it becomes part of your life. I put a couple of his tracks over the years on, like, playlists, and they just get better. And, like, so it's like, it's one of those things, like, add a couple of these tracks to your playlist, and you'll be like, yo, you'll want to hear more of it. And that's kind of, like, it's one of those things. But for me, it's like Search Has, not every track, though, but there's a couple tracks, like, it's like I put he had a track come out during playoff season called Julius Randle.
There's a few that I want to hear again, but
I can listen to Julius Randle over and over again.
So he's a hooper. So he's a hooper too.
Oh yeah, he played hoop for real.
Seems
he played hoop.
I mean, he's got enough basketball references.
He played for amateur athletic union, AAU. He played in the South Bronx.
They had
I think he played Gauchos.
Gauchos is for real.
Is he in the South? Is Gauchos in the South Bronx?
He played AAU basketball in the South Bronx.
AAU is, that's not Gauchos. Wait a second.
That's where Lamar Odom played.
Yeah, I know. Who is in the AAU in the Bronx?
Carmelo, I believe, played there.
I think
too.
It is. I think Gauchos is in the South. I don't know. With him early, but yo, I'm less and less a fan. Like when he got too big, he lost his message. Damn. Guess that becomes the most our favorite artist. Game ain't for the weak, and dudes is looking like the faint of heart. It's entering my world and always come with less than they depart.
The beats. Wow. I say when they ask where they should charge it. I dumb it up, make that hit so terrible, digestible. Series of fake shows, their whole career to five festivals. Nigga got me wanting to get on my gear over here, man, and start working.
What's that?
Yo, nigga got me wanting to get on my gear and start working, bro. I didn't realize that people still like stuff like this where you can find, like, you know, I don't know, man. Like, you know.
He was also on that that Marco Polo Master Ace Brooklyn album. With
oh, word, okay.
Oh, was he?
Yep. He was on.
I like that album. That's a good album.
Good album. The Wannabe, track 16. Yeah. Been around a minute. The money, the most of its insecurity. Look at these assholes. 20 deep, and all they care about is pictures. We call a mob shallow, but can't judge no one. Their egos all they have, though. Yeah. Seeing previews of consequences. Reading reviews and on the fences. We knows and all the guests, it's all a lesson, right? Living in that space that ain't wrong, but it's less than right. Shit. And nothing less than man. If there's a God, I'm not sure about his lesson plan. Fucked with him early, but yo, I'm less and less a fan. Like when he got too big, he lost his message, damn. Guess that becomes the most our favorite artist. Game ain't for the weak, and dudes is looking like the faint of heart. It's entering my world and always come with less than they depart with. Knowledge to the game, I say when they ask where they should charge it. I dumb it up, make the esoteric digestible. Series of fake shows, their whole career to five festival. Human like y'all, but I'll be damned if I'm less than you. Confident, just don't gotta puff out my chest for dudes. It's kind of cold when the wind blows, huh? Complex when you thought it, but when it's told, it's simple, huh? Wow. You keep your mouth closed, your hood got that zip code, huh? But when it come to yelling lies, you never tiptoe, huh? They like it's just a song, ask what I want. But the way you write, say something about you like an Android font. These other guys feel me, they just don't have the balls to live it. And I'm all forgiven, but it ain't all forgiven.
Yo, this is excellent.
This
Listen.
Is for the days and the times and the way.
Get out there and get this mixtape, man. For real. Right?
I mean,
and listen to it. And listen to it again. Spotify. Right? And listen to it again. And then go read the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
And then go listen to it again. Right?
And go have a pancake. Because,
there's a lot of good lyrics in there.
Listen.
Yeah,
the guy's whole fucking album has been like
digging his catalog, dog. His catalog is crazy.
A display of a fucking lyrical ability, right? And a lot of people, they may not feel that, right? But I think this is that's the right type of production that goes together with it, you know,
That's what I'm saying. Like, it all sounds good.
And good job, young man.
He's got above average, you know, rap ability for sure. I just
the swagger.
I got to say
his delivery is crazy. Like, he's got good delivery. That's really like,
I think overall, because this the last sound like it. This one has a video.
The key is to like put a few tracks of his in the mix of your day, and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's like that New York vibe you want.
I'd say I gotta give it up to him. But you know what? I had previously only heard a couple of his songs.
His backpack, is fucked. His backpack is fucked, but it's good.
And they were all good. I was like, oh, this guy's good. I just didn't, you know, make the jump into checking like a whole project out until this one.
Well, that's the thing, is that like I listen to his music, but I don't dig in his music.
But it makes me curious.
This is backpack rapping. This backpack rapping at its finest, though.
No, there's no drugs being sold. There's no guns being shot.
Right.
There are a lot of bad words.
There's a lot of bad words. A lot of bad words. A lot of Knicks references. A lot of basketball references.
Yeah.
Touches me in all those nice spots. I fucked with it. It was needed. It was empty, an empty slot filled. I guess it ain't payola when it's just the whole structure. Like the same thing on the table is somehow better than under. I shout shit, they ain't got the balls to utter. Appalled, disgusted, how I live. I don't know how you ain't. The money's there, but the value ain't. I run circles round you dudes till I'm out of shape. So fuck you and your little pouty face. No one ever cared about mine. I had to prove I wasn't pussy every day my whole life. If they look at me like a trust fund, baby, one more time, I might slap the shit out your face. Open hands, so you overstand. You ain't worth the risk of a broken hand. Only spend time with my people, really know the plan. You just fear this lion, cause all you know is land. And that ain't halal, brother. That ain't halal, brother.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So that's Home Court Advantage Volume 1, Marlon Craft. I think overall, we're going to give it a spin. One.
Hey,
thumbs up.
4.5 stars out of 5.
I'm gonna I'm a tough critic. Out of 5, I don't know.
I give it 4.5 stars. Listen, the reason why
let's say like a 3.5.
Listen,
I'm right in the middle of those. I'm at 4.
Look, I say 4.5, and I give that other half only because, right? A, the guy was lyrical as fuck. That's already 3 out of 4 stars, right? Then the amalgamation between the beat selection and his flow on those said beats, right? That went together like this, right? Automatically makes it the 4 because there was nothing forced on that, right? At least to me, the impression that I got, there was nothing forced on this album, right? Everything sounded the way that it should be and made for him, which gives it that little bit of an edge, right? For me, that's a well-made production, right? And for the people that are into that kind of sound, right? Because this ain't for everybody, right? It's not gonna go from coast to coast like that. Right. It will for the people that are into old head boom bap hip hop.
It's really right? A lot of like
yes.
Music.
It's
I like
in the
it.
Top.
You know what I mean?
It's not
bragging.
No, no. But what I'm saying
like
is
hustle music.
No. Like but that's not like, what it's meant to be. Right. Like
it's look, novelty. It's novelty.
Like rap. I said, it's backpack rap. It's backpack, like for lack of a better expression, right? The people that know what we're talking about, they know what we're talking about, right? But this is This is backpack rap at its finest. And not only that, when it comes to that category of that kind of music, this is some top shelf stuff, right? Top shelf when it comes to that niche of that part of hip hop, because hip hop has expanded itself, right? And we got to really appreciate that side of it too. I'd love for us to try to take a moment to try to do something that's not within our range, right? That's something that's not, because this review, as well with the last one, that's more to our bias of what kind of hip hop that we would be more.
So I can't give it more appeal like a to 4.5 because, for example, in comparison, I feel like someone like AZ's flow is much more elevated and honed. Okay, you know what
really?
I mean? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I have to disagree with you there, but again,
I feel like this dude is a good rapper.
Is your video frozen?
Mine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, maybe
he's got fuck.
Can you still hear me okay?
Shit was bugging me out. I fucked my head up so bad, dude.
He had Fubs face.
I was like, yo, what's happening?
We have about 2 minutes left before
we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, man. Look, if you're out there and you're one of these rappers, right? You can try different stuff, but don't do stuff that's forced. Right, have it really come together in the way that you want. In terms of this mixtape, I would say give it a listen. If this is one of the things that you're into, give it a listen. Right,
I'm totally into this. I say give it a listen. I think he's fucking great. I think we need shit like this. You know? It's positive.
Hashtag fuck you.
Oh,
what was that?
What's my fuck button?
Oh, okay, you got the fuck button. I need one of those.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's great. I fuck with Marlon Craft. I'm into it. I'm glad he's putting music out. You know, enjoy it for what it is. Don't get too deep into it.
Right.
Knicks references. Basketball season's coming. Let's get this bread.
Yes, sir. Brooklyn, baby.
We're gonna get some Knicks wins. And yeah, I'm about it.
You know,
I think we should wrap it up though, because we're getting in that range and Surge is AWOL. So I don't even know if we're live. Are we live?
That's what we're about to do. We're still live. Like, you know what? That's it. That's all for the More Garbage podcast on behalf of my two hosts that dropped out.
Bing, 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 bing.
My man, Mr. DJ Vandal and Trackologist. You know, we would have loved to have heard your opinion. We'll get into that next time on the Sunday Crunch. On behalf of my man, Fubzilla, he's over there.
Jeez.
He's over there. My name is DJ JoJo. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching the More Garbage podcast. We out of here. Peace.